So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
We were talking about Oregon State. They fired Trent Bray. His buyout paid by the donors, $4 million. Rob Akey takes over in the interim. I haven't looked at the schedule, but is this going to be a winless season for Oregon State? Because I can't imagine a lot of guys stick around, and I don't know.
Does anybody care anymore? Well, like they're in that program?
I mean, I think you want to save some face, yes.
No, but I mean the players at this point. Sorry. At this point, because I heard all week, like, guys, the firing of the special teams coach, it really lit a fire under some of those players. They're turning it around. There was a lot of effort in practice this week. It looked like they effing quit.
Yeah, I think it's weird. You know, when you see UCLA fire their coach and then all of a sudden get better.
Yeah.
I find that odd. It's like, was Deshaun Foster that bad?
I mean, remember his presser at Big
Ten
Media Day?
Yeah, he must have been.
Yes, and everyone's like, oh no, he's just a bad public speaker. It's like, you know, Rob, I have a problem with that because a head coach, especially of a college football program, it's a little different than the NFL, but more similar now in the way of the NIL world. A head coach is a CEO, right? You are the, you know, you're the vibe. You are trying to set the tone from the top down. And, you know, you're not necessarily a part of everything, but you've got your hands at everything. So it just makes me wonder, like, what? If one part of your, you know, talent or skill level for that job is short, what else are you inadequate at? And when you are that bad, Rob, it's like, if I came on here and I was trying to apply for this job, it's like, you know, guys, I can cut audio for you. I can give you guys headlines for stories, but I'm really bad at sports updates, okay? Like, every time I go out there, I can't do it. You would not give me the job. But that is what happened with UCLA and Deshaun Foster. So to answer your question, yes, I think he was that bad from the start.
They went cheap, and that's what you get when you go cheap.
Damn right.
And so it's interesting to me that UCLA, it's like, it's hard to predict what happens in the transfer portal era, in NIL era, what happens with the team when they fire their coach. Like, Oklahoma State has gone in the toilet. They were already in the toilet, but they have remained in the toilet, right? There was no spark there once Gundy got fired. UCLA, there was a spark. All of a sudden, they've won two in a row. And this is true. They control their own destiny in the Big Ten. UCLA does.
That's crazy.
Think about that. But then you look at Penn State. And go, well, is Penn State going to rally now that James Franklin is gone? Like, they have some good coach. They have two really good coordinators.
Yeah.
Now they're going to a backup quarterback, which oftentimes can be better because, you know, I mean, you don't – like, Bo Prabula, their backup last year, he was really good. He's at Missouri.
Yep, but he's looking great.
But maybe this backup that Drew Aller had was – you know, maybe he's just been biding his time and he's actually going to be really good and they're going to open up the offense. And, you know, I don't know. It's so hard to – it's so hard to predict how these teams will respond. And with Oregon State, I don't know. Listen, the whispers have been that has been a mess for much longer than maybe some fans realize.
Oh, okay. Like from the start of the hire for
Trent Brown. Like there were cracks in that last year. We were talking to people about cracks in that thing.
We heard he couldn't even organize a practice, Rob. Yeah. From like the this is sources close to the program. I'm not sure this was ever public, but it's like he literally was having trouble getting players from station to station. It's
yeah, like, just a doing? Bad hire. Didn't work. Guys quit. And now he's fired. Will they rally? I don't know. I don't know what will happen. Here's the guy that I think is interesting, and I don't know if you can get him. I don't know who the hell Oregon State can go get. Okay, I really don't. I think it's a they are in a strange sitch at this stage of the game. I don't know who would take that job.
Yeah,
but the guy this guy is in their league, or they're soon to be the new like Pac-12. It's the Mountain West, but the new Pac-12, which starts next year. And that's Utah State's Bronco Mendenhall. Could they go get Bronco Mendenhall? I think what Oregon State needs is a stabilizing force. And I think that guy is a proven coach. He has coached at Oregon State before. He was a GA there. He was a position coach in the 90s there. Now, I know he's Mormon, and so maybe the Utah thing is better for him. Maybe the Utah State job is better than the Oregon State job. I don't know. But he's out there. I've always really kind of admired him and his the job that he does from afar. Maybe he's a guy that Oregon State should target.
And they were looking at him before they hired Trent Bray last time. And actually, I was in. Yes, they were talking. Yeah. I think he was one of the top candidates other than Bray, and I was in on him the whole time. It's like, let's get somebody that has Power 4 experience, somebody in here that like knows what it takes to build a program from the ground up.
Yeah, other names that they're throwing out there are Ryan Grubb, the oh my God, Washington fumbled again. Oh, they got it back, though. I may or may not have money on that game.
Let's go, baby.
Ryan Grubb, Alabama offensive coordinator, who's with DeBoer.
Would he take that, though?
No, I doubt. I mean, I don't know.
I don't think he would.
I don't know. He's never been a head coach.
Ask me, if I'm a betting man, which I am, I'd say minus 10,000, no, he will not.
Well, you could go the Utah State Gary Anderson route again and go after, I think it was Matt Wells. Wasn't Matt Wells at Utah State? He's sitting out there.
Okay.
He did a pretty good job for a while. I think he got the Texas Tech job maybe and flamed out, but... I'd have to go back and look at his history, but he's coached at Utah State. He's a name that's popped up. Also, Paul Christ is still out there. You remember he coached?
Yeah,
he's an Oregon State guy. Coached at Wisconsin, and you know, he ever since he got fired from Wisconsin, I've lost. I don't know where he is.
Can I throw a name out that intrigues me the most out of what I've seen? Nick Rolovich, because out of all the guys that we're seeing outside of maybe a couple of former players, which I'll let you get to them, it's like, no, let's not go that route, regardless of how much coaching experience they have. A guy like Rolovich, who's what? He's like an offensive like assistant or like an analyst right now for Cal. So he's hungry to get back into the game. The whole, you know, the way that he lost his job with Washington State with the whole lawsuit, you know, not taking the COVID vaccine. Like, I just feel like he's got experience at really good programs, Hawaii, Washington State. He's an offensive innovator, which is something that Oregon State desperately needs.
Yeah, it's an interesting name, because you are going to have to find a guy who, like, I think sometimes at a job like Oregon State, you're just going to have to find a guy with some warts.
But foaming at the mouth to come coach again, right?
Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Do you know Nick Rolovich?
No, but anybody.
Maybe he loves Cal. Maybe he's turned into a hippie. Maybe he's getting all the boosters down there at Berkeley.
You bringing me my weed? I'm all good. I'm all good down here.
You know?
You might be right. But most high school, or excuse me, most college head football coaches are competitors. And you just think that, you know what? The way that he lost his job, he is raring to get back into it if he can. Right. So
Listen, we're all spitballing. We're just throwing out names. I don't know. Bronco Mendenhall seems interesting. I think they need to stabilize things at Oregon State, and he could do that. Schultze throwing out Rolovich. Who knows? But at least they fired Trent Bray. That's a good start, and I think the next guy to go should be their AD, Scott Barnes.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.